We finished the sugya, but the last thing we spoke about was tray to tray. So we went through that very quickly. We only had a few minutes left in shiur. So you know what? I want to leave that over. Lean at it for tomorrow. Let's go over that tomorrow at the beginning of shiur, the tray to tray, because we went over real quickly whether the tray to tray is like the rabbanon or tray to tray is fake of the uraisa. Okay, went over that real quickly. So I want to leave that over for tomorrow. Okay. Let's see the next sugya. Begin the next sugya in the Mishnah. Tomorrow, Blinetta will do that, and right in the beginning of Shirna, continue that from there afterwards. Okay, David, let's see the Gemara. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah Bidav Tes. Okay, let's go. Go ahead. I can't hear you. Real loud. Go ahead. Go ahead. So the Mishnah says if you have a shliach that delivers a get from Nisiyam, he's not able to save funny neftov. If there are Aidim, I was a little bit puzzled by the phrase, what do you mean if there are Aidim? What do you mean if there are Aidim? What do you mean if there are Aidim? Of course there are Aidim. No, doesn't there have to be Aidim on a get? I was puzzled by that lashon in the Mishnah. What does it mean, Yishalav Eidim? What would your response be to that? What would you say? What do you mean, Yishalav Eidim? Go ahead, Noah. I can't hear you. No, but how do you have a get without Eidim on it? What do you mean, Yishalav Eidim? No, but Yishalav Eidim is no Eidim on the get, signed on the get. Yishalav Eidim, if there are Eidim on the get, Yiskayim B'chosomov. Dave, you follow what I'm saying? Every get has Aidim. No? What's the answer to that? I can't hear you. That's what I was thinking, Mark. You know, you could have a get with no Aidim on if you have Aidim Asirikar, so like Rabbi Lazar, but we're not assuming like that. We don't want to make the Mishnah Dafka like Rabbi Lazar. So the Mishnah talks about it. And also, a regular get has Aidim on it. Right? It's a little bit fancy to have just Aidim Asirikar. But I was bothered by the phrase. You know what I'm saying? Yimisha love Aidim? Usually there are Aidim. That's not true, according to Blush. You don't have to have Aidim. But the usual case is there are Aidim. As we always say, you got to read everything closely and ask yourself, what does it mean? Ask yourself, what does it mean? Okay? Oh, go ahead. Oh, so both get Isha and what else? Are equal. Go ahead, and regarding what three halachas? Let's see. That there's a halacha of hamevi get midin nisayam. Sarach shiyom funi nechtav funi nechtav. Whether you're a shliach of a get or a shliach of a star shichur, and you deliver a star shichur from where? From midin nisayam to what? To Eretz Yisrael, the Eved Kenani is there. You have to say funi nechtav. Go ahead. Excellent. This is one of the ways that get nashmas equals shukur avadim. Okay. Did anyone get a chance to look at the Tosfos Rid I wanted you to see? Chaim, did you get a chance? What does the Tosfos Rid say here? On Chesem Nav. It's a long arichus, but there's something very unique. We're not going to read the whole thing inside. But you notice, do you guys have where it says the Mishnah? Just read the quote of the Mishnah that he has. Read the quote where he has in the Mishnah. Dave, you see that? I maybe get, is in yours is in big letters, mine's in small. No, though, the one after that. I maybe get Mindin Sayyam. Someone have that? I'm going to read the phrase, okay? And maybe, you have it there, David? Here, let me find it for you, okay? There's a phrase there that's not in our Mishnah that places where it's gears, okay? What's the phrase?
Yeah,
right here, maybe. You gotta get a bigger one. This is bad for my eyes. I can't find a lushan. It's not good for my eyes, this lushan. Okay? Go ahead, read the lushan. Yossi, read the lushan. Go ahead.
I maybe get Misayam Chule, Ma inu yochol.
No. Let me read the line, okay? I may be getting Medina Siam, the Inu Yochol, Lomer Fanech, Fanechdov, Im Yeshalav Orin. I'm on that phrase. Does everyone have that? If you have it, underline it. What's the Tosfos Rid have that we don't have in our Mishnah? Im Yeshalav Orin. It's amazing. The Tosfos Rid repeats the whole Girsa You see the whole sugya before our Mishnah, Eretrei, Erechad, the whole sugya we learned yesterday, he repeats it for this Mishnah. It's amazing. Why am I so amazed by this Tosfos Rid? Because we've said many times, when we remember we started writing the whole Shtigl Torah, what do I always stress in the Mishnah Daf Beis? It says, I may be get buried to Israel, but the Mishnah Daf Beis never mentioned Orerin by Hamevi Get Medina Siyam, did it? Did it ever mention it? And remember, we had a whole mahalach, a whole discussion. What happens if there is error? Does Bafani Nechtav solve it? Does Bafani Nechtav not solve it? Aha! According to Tosfos Rid, you have a Mishnah Beferish and Daftes that has Beferish Orerin.
It says Meretz Yisrael, though.
No, I read maybe get Medina Siyam. In mine, it says maybe get Medina Siyam.
Here it says
you got to go down further, Yossi. Like, okay, maybe get Medina Siyam. It says I maybe get Medina Siyam if there are Orerin. Okay, so you see that there's a situation that we've dug up a case according to a Rishon that you can have error. You can have error by a case of maybe get Medina Siyam. And here you have a problem because the guy can't say b'fanei nechtav. So what do? Yiskayim b'chol samav. So there emerges a tremendous chiddush according to the Tosfos Rid. Okay? The Tosfos Rid comes out, l'maisa, and he says the following. What would you have said if I would have asked you? Okay? If I would ask you a classical case, if a guy delivers a get from Dina Siyam, and he's supposed to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, and he doesn't say it, what's the din? What would you say? I'm asking you guys in the postkin. What would you say? I would say puzzle. Even according to Reb Meir, what did he say? The fly was even on what? Mamzer. The Rabbanon said it gets puzzle in the Rabbanon. Is that correct? This guy cannot say before the necklace. I'm sorry he can't say. We feel very bad he can't say. But I would have said it's puzzle unless you're Sky Mechosomov. Wouldn't you say that? What is the Tosfos Rid's Chiddush here? The Tosfos Rid's Chiddush is an amazing Chiddush. If you bring a get from Medina Siyam and there's no Irurin, what does our Mishnah say? The get is puzzle. Our Mishnah doesn't have Orin. So what comes out from our Mishnah? That if a guy delivers a get, and you don't say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, and you're not miskayim b'chosamav, what's the din? No, the get's going to be puzzle. The only solution you have is what? Miskayim b'chosamav. And if you wouldn't do it, the get's puzzle. That's if you read the Mishnah straight up itself. According to the Tosfos Rid has an amazing chiddush. The Tosfos Rid says b'feirish l'maisa, in this case, kol zman, that the husband is not me'arer, the get is kosher. There was a special kul of the chachamim made. If a shliach can say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, and he doesn't say it, the get is possible. But if the shliach cannot say it, Aaron, there was a special kul of that it's still kosher. I want you to get that. Lefi the Tosfos Rid is a tremendous chiddush that emerges from the Mishnah daily. And what's that chiddush, Eli? You follow what I'm saying? The chiddush is that if you cannot say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, for some physical reason, God forbid, and you can't say it, no problem. The get will what? The get will be kosher. If, however, there are orerin, what's your solution, Daniel? Yiskayim b'chol samav. That's what the chiddush emerges from the Tosfos Rid. The simplest reading from our Mishnah is not that way. The simplest reading from our Mishnah is as follows. And that is that what? That if a guy delivers a get from Medina Siyam and he cannot say b'fanei nechtav rachmana litzlan, what's the din? The get is what? The get will be puzzle if you're not in Sky Michal Samov. According to Tosfos Rid, the get is only puzzle if there is Orerin. If there is no Orerin, the get will remain kosher. That's a phenomenal chiddush, okay? I want you to get it. It comes out, according to Tosfos Rid, it's much more of a kula than the regular reading of the Mishnah. Does everyone chop this? Want me to say it one more time? Let's say it one more time. What's the simplest reading of our Mishnah? That if a shliach delivers the get at him and he cannot say b'fanei nechtav, what's the din? The get will be possible unless you do what? Yiskayim b'chol samav. Unless you do yiskayim b'chol samav. Exactly. Even without any orerin. According to Tosfos Rid's reading, what's the pshat? Only if the baal was ma'arir. And the shliach cannot say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Then you say the ghetto puzzle if you're not niskayim b'chol samav. But if there was no orerin, if there was no one that protest, and the shliach delivered a get, and he rachmano litzlan, he can't say, what'll be the din? The get will be kosher. That's a phenomenal chiddush. The get will be kosher. That's why I say according to Tosfos Rid, there's more of a kula. There's more of a kula. But it's an amazing thing. It's very striking. He repeats the whole previous few lines before the Mishnah and repeats them here. And as David read nicely in the Mishnah, there's a phrase that he has, Yimishalav Orim, that we don't have in our Mishnah. But it comes out a tremendous, tremendous kula according to the Tosfos Rit. That's the first Kiddush we want to point out here. He has a whole new reading of the Mishnah. Okay? We got it clear? Okay. Very good. Now, there's another issue that we have to deal with here. We discussed at great length many, many times. I think we mentioned it once, at least this semester. What's the difference between a Shliach Lo'olach and a Shliach LeKabbalah? What's the difference, David, between a Shliach Lo'olach and a Shliach LeKabbalah? What's a Shliach Lo'olach? Delivers for who? For the husband. Shliach LeKabbalah delivers for who? For the woman. Correct. Let me ask you a question. He not delivers, but accepts it. What's the story about a Shtar Shikra? What's the story of? Why don't you turn off the heat? What's the story with the...
I turned it off.
What's the story with a guy going free? Is a guy going free to have a Kenai a good thing or a bad thing? What do you say? Is a Shtar Shikra a good thing or a bad thing? What do you say it is? Good or bad? Schus or Chobo? What do we normally assume? For an Evet, for Shikra. Is Shikra normally a schus? It's a machlok. It's excellent. Remeir lecha chom. I want you to see the Gemara. I don't know if we'll get up to today. Chom say it's a schus. It's good to be a Yid. The Rambam writes in Evet Kenai, he's a half Jew. When he goes free, we always say from the Rambam, what? You give him a Shtar Shikra, you have to go to mikveh a second time in a Torah. Midya Raisa, the Rambam says. Because he's a half Jew. He's a half Jew in this case. Okay? So if you go to the mikveh, you become a full-fledged Yid. If he goes free. So it's a great thing. That's why you should never say it's tough to be a Yid. Rav Moshe would always say it's good to be a Yid. He didn't like when people would say it's sure designed to be a Yid. It's great to be a Yid. It's a great schus. This is the best raya. The Chum say the Shikra is a schus. Now, to the degree the Chum say it's such a schus that if a master gives a Shtar Shikra to a Shliach to deliver it to an Evet Kenai, you know what happens? That guy becomes free automatically. Even before the Evet Kenai touches it. Why? Because that Shliach Laholacha is transformed into what, Mark? A Shliach what? LeKabbalah. Because we have a famous phrase, Zachin LaAdam, Shelo B'Fan. Excellent. And therefore, that Shliach that was appointed, who you thought was a Shliach Laholacha, poof, becomes a Shliach LeKabbalah. Because it's a Schus. So the Evet Kenai is a free man even before he touches the Shtar Shikra. Okay? So let me ask you the following question. Okay, David read the Mishnah very nicely. You read this Mishnah, I would say that this Shliach is a Shliach Laholacha if it comes to an Evet Kenai. Wouldn't you say? It's compared to a Get Isha. What's the problem, though? The problem is that what? We said that the Halacha B'Fanei Nechtav applies to a Get Isha, and it applies to a what? Eli, what does it apply to? Get Isha, and also what? A Shtar what? Shtar Shikur. But Fanenektav is required by both. Yes? Didn't we learn in the first Rashi in the Masechta that Fanenektav is only said by what? Someone refresh my memory. What did Rashi say on Daf Beis? I think it was the second Rashi in the Masechta. No? What did Rashi say in the second Rashi in the Masechta? What type of Shliach says Fanenektav? Shliach Lo'olacha. And what do we say from the Ran? Shliach Lo'olacha, yes. But a Shliach LeKabbalah, no. Shliach LeKabbalah doesn't say b'fanei nechtav. Why not? Because once the get's done, it's done. If the woman appoints a Shliach LeKabbalah, as soon as the Shliach LeKabbalah gets the get, it's done. You don't say b'fanei nechtav. There's nothing to talk about. Right? So I ask you the following kasha. How on earth do you read this Mishnah? It says there's a requirement b'fanei nechtav by a get ish and a Shtar Shikra. Ribbono shel Olam. By a Shtar Shikra, the Shliach is poof a Shliach LeKabbalah. So how do you talk about b'fanei nechtav? It's a great kasha. You can't even read this Mishnah. Because the Shliach becomes by a Shtar Shikra Shliach LeKabbalah. As soon as you give it to the Shliach LeKabbalah, he goes free. So what are you talking about b'fanei nechtav for? That's what we learned 6 months ago, the beginning of the year. Rashi says, I'm a Shliach LeHolacha, says b'fanei nechtav, not a Shliach LeKabbalah. That was a Ran Tzidiuk in Rashi. So how do you read this? Dave, you follow my kasha? It's a very strong kasha. Very, very strong kasha. The Ran stressed this, Lamaisa. Stressed this. The Shliach LeKabbalah, it's already done. There's nothing to talk about. You're not Yechoshish that the Baal's going to be Ma'ar anymore. Once the get is delivered to Shliach Kabbalah, finished. There's nothing Michoshe she's giving Mara for. It's done already. She's a Grusha. We feel terrible, but it's done already. So what are you worried about? He's not going to be Ma'arer. Oh, so the Pnei Yoshu asked this Kasha. Okay, the Pnei Yoshu asked this Kasha. It's a great Kasha. Now, it's possible to suggest, he says, maybe the Mishnah's talking about the guy said Tain. Now, what does Tain always mean? What do we say that always Tain means? It's very interesting. In other words, the Mishnah, maybe we only say this phrase that Starship was a Sluss when the master says the Shlich Tain, give the get one. Star Shikor to the Eved. What's the famous phrase when you say Tain? Tain, I don't know, maybe you learned it in Bekiyas so far. Tain Kischi. Whenever you say the word Tain, it's like connotes Zocha for the guy. So maybe this whole concept is only said if you say Tain. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said the word Holich. That's what the Gemara is going to say. You said Holich. That's difficult to say. Why is it difficult to say? Because what are you going to do according to the Ma'an Amar holds what? There's another sheet in the Gemara that says Holich is Kischi. So then you're still off service. Even if you said Holich in the Mishnah, it's like Kischi. So it's also difficult. So no matter what, the guys are automatically Shlich Kabbalah. And then there's a sheet to, one sec, Mark, and then there's a sheet to Lamais of the Rabbeinu Tam. Hopefully we'll get up to the position. You'd base him in base. And Yud Beis Mizr, Rabbeinu Tam says, Shichur is Doma to a Milveh. Everyone holds Holich Kischi. Rabbeinu Tam says that Shichur is like what? Shichur is like a Milveh, is Kimilveh, and everyone holds Tain Kischi. Mamish, everyone holds Tain Kischi. Everyone holds Holich Kischi. Everyone says the whole thing. Holich, I should rather say Holich Kischi. Everyone holds Holich Kischi. So there's nothing to talk about here. This Kasha is a bomb Kasha. Mamish, a bomb Kasha. How do you get out of this? You're going to tell me our mission is talking about Holich? What do you do according to Manamara? Says Holich Kischi. Everyone holds Holich Kischi according to Rabbeinu Tam. Shichur is like a loan. So this man has become a Shlich LaKabbalah. What's going on? How do you say Pshat in this? This is a very strong Kash. Just Pshat in Mishnah. Mark, go ahead.
Just another question.
Yes.
If we're saying Zavon Adam Shalopanov and say Tain Kischi,
yes.
How do we say later on in the Gemara that if you say Tain Shar Shifer Zalavdi Ratzalach or Yatza?
Oh, okay. Who's that according to? Reb Meir. Okay, so let's wait. It's a good point. Let's wait, Lomite. Let's wait, okay? It's a good point. I don't want to necessarily put this Mishnah Lefi Reb Meir, okay? But Reb Meir holds Lomaisa. I'm saying according to the Rabbana. Your point had a good point. Remember I wrote Chachamim on the board? Lefi Reb Meir, you're right. But that means you're going to establish the whole Mishnah like Reb Meir, right? We don't want to necessarily have to do that, okay? It's a good point. That's why I wrote Chachamim on the board. We hold like the Chachamim. So we have this stark Akashim. How are we going to get out of this kasha? Oh, so a few ways we could say this, answer this kasha. Okay? I want you to get it. One possibility is to say like this. One possibility is, Rabbi Kiveger writes, is to make an ukimta. What's an ukimta? We always say to make the case, the Mishnah was talking about such and such case. The Adon said to the shlich, I want you to know, you are going to be my shlich laholacha. He pulls the plug on him and says, you know what? You're not going to be a schus. I want you to be a classical shliach laholacha. That's the case of our Mishnah. And therefore, if that's the case, then lamaisa, there's no problem. You see, if he said up lashon holech or lashon tain, then you'd be off tzuris. Then he'd be a shliach laKabbalah. You wouldn't have to say b'fanei nechtav, like shliach laKabbalah by a gedisha. But our Mishnah is talking about a specific case, as Rabbi Akiva Eiger, where the Adon said to the shliach, I want you to know something, that you're only a shliach laholacha. Normally we hold like the chamim, poof. When I say poof, not magic, we don't believe in magic, right? But al pi halacha, he becomes a shliach laKabbalah. Okay? Right? The Rav said you could do magic shows for the kids because it's not superstition, it's not black magic, it's sleight of the hand. Right? Because the fellow's quick. But we don't believe in sorcery, it's an Isser. Rambam says it's a Abizrael of Vodazor. That's why the Rav thought magic shows are okay. It's only sleight of the hand. The fellow's talented. Especially, and some say that's against the rules, I think, of magicians. If you explain to them afterwards, right, the kids, but usually they don't like to do that, right? You're not supposed to give over the secrets. But whatever the case is, Lemaisa, if we're going like the Chachamim, that is Yishtar Shichur, our mission is talking about a special case. What's the special case? Where the Adon said to the Shlich, I want you to know something, All you are is a shlich l'holacha, and not a shlich l'kabbalah. Okay, so that's one answer. That's an ukimta. What do I mean by ukimta? That we're making an assumption that that's the case in the Mishnah. It's a chiddush, but it answers the kasha. That's what Rabbi Kivager says. Okay. The Ksav Sofer gives a different teretz, the son of the Ksav Sofer. He wants to say very interestingly. He claims that the pshat is that by Gerishin Lomaisa, it's a very serious endeavor, obviously. Rachman Olslan, couple should never get divorced. The Mizbeach cries, we learned in the beginning of the year, the Gemara says in Daf Tzadi, in Gittin. But because Gerishin is such a very serious endeavor, the bottom line is that once that get is given, the husband will not what protest. Because obviously he's thought about it a lot, and he's going through with it, and once it's done, he will not protest anymore. That was the svara why a shlich l'kabbalah can't say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta, because it's done already. The whole purpose is b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta is to be concerned that the baal's going to protest. If it gets done, there's nothing to be concerned about. And he's thought about it a lot, and he went through it, finished. There's no reason to say b'fanei nechta once the shlich l'kabbalah gets it. Where do we had a similar din. I don't remember if we had it last semester. Where was the din that we had that a get is so serious, and therefore we don't give a special dispensation? No, but where do we have the din? We had a din about that by Gerish in the first semester. Remember? There are four categories in Halacha are not given this special dispensation. I'll give you one word. Toch. Excellent. Who said that? Excellent, Jesse. We said if a guy gives a get and he says a second later he's joking, do we give him the dispensation to get out of it? No. What were the four categories? Kedushin, Gerishin, Avodah Zarah, and Megadev. And the Ran, it was Masber and Nedarim, we said. The Ran was Masber and Nedarim. And Daf Pechesim and Aleph, that it's such a serious endeavor, you don't have a privilege to retract. Those four categories are so serious. A guy declares a tree to be his deity. Second later he's joking. Forget about it. Guy blasphemes Hashem, Rahman al-Islam. Second later he's joking. There is no divin of Tokhari Dibor. Guy marries a woman, he says, I was just joking. Forget about it. It's Chal. Same thing with Gerishim. So I'm saying that's an example. This guy has thought about the get so much, he goes through with it once it's given. We're not choshes, he's ever going to be ma'ara. The bottom line is, though, by a shtar shichur, okay, he's a zevek knaini. This guy becomes a shlich l'kabbalah? Okay, he becomes a shlich l'kabbalah. But it's still a zevek, he freed him. Even though he freed him, we're still concerned he might protest. Because it's not as serious as a get. It's a business deal. Okay, it's a little bit more than a business deal because he'll become a full-fledged Yid. But the bottom line to him, even if it's delivered to the Shlich Kabbalah, we're still concerned the Adon will what? We're still concerned the Adon will protest, and therefore you still need B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. So I want you to get this. Because according to the Ksav Sofer, what's his answer? The answer is that what? The premise, remember we always say when you analyze a Kasha in Rishonim, and this is in Achronim, when you have to analyze the premise in the kasha, and the answer was the premise destroyed. So in the first answer, what was the answer? What was the first answer? The premise what? The premise remained, and we had to stand on our head and say what? That it's a special case, that he made him a shliach l'holacha. In this answer, what is Rabbi Kivager saying? What is the Ksav Sofer saying? He's destroying the premise, and he's saying a shliach l'kabbalah by a shtar shichrur? What's the din? He has to save a funai nechtav. Why does a shlich l'kabbalah have to say b'fanei nechtav? Because we're still concerned the Baal is going to what? We're still concerned the Baal is going to protest. Because it's not as serious as an endeavor of a Gedisha. Gedisha, once it's given, he's thought about it, he completed his decision, we're not choshish anymore. But the starship is just like a business deal with a little bit more components. So who says that he won't complain? Maybe he still will complain. Okay? That's the answer. You understand what we're saying? The Ksav Sofer destroys the premise of the Kasha. He says it's wrong. He says by Shtar Shichur, Shlich L'Kabbalah has to say B'fanei Nechtav. By Get Isha, Shlich L'Kabbalah does not have to say. So that's a completely different teretz in the sense that he's what? Destroying the premise. But what you gain out of this also, he's not establishing the Mishnah that we're talking about a case where what? Where we're talking about you are a Shlich L'Holacha. No! He's just saying push up shot. We're not making new kimta according to Ksav Sofer. One sec, Seth. And then there's a third answer I want you to get to be envired of this mission. Okay? Bira governess mission. The third answer, Lamais, is as follows. And that is that Pnei Yoshua wants to say is the following Kiddush. Very interesting. He wants to say that when we talk about a gerisha, we say the woman, the husband knows that the gerisha is finished, he's not going to be ma'ar. By an eved, he wants to say, not everyone knows by an eved, that because it's a schus, the shliach becomes a shliach l'kabbalah. So rechoshes, the Baal might not know, and he will what? He will come and be ma'arer. And that's why the shliach must say, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. That's an interesting answer. In other words, everyone knows, you don't have to be so well-versed in halacha, that by get isha, the husband knows once the get is given, it's done. L'maisa. He knows that, l'maisa. He knows that the get is given, and therefore he's not going to complain. It's a decision made. By Evi Knaini, not everyone knows that. Do you think this fellow, who's a master, knows the lumdus of Zachin Ladam Shalom Afanov? And the second that he gives it to a shliach, the shliach becomes a shliach of Kabbalah, and poof? You think he knows that? You got to be a lamdan to know that. He doesn't know that. He certainly will still come to be ma'arer. And that's why you need the shliach to say, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So it comes out a very big chiddush. Very big chiddush. I want you to get this. This shliach, in the times of phones, in our times, this Evi Knaini is probably dancing. He's been called by the shliach that the shliach has been given the star shichror. And the shliach probably calls up the Evi Knaini and says, you know what, I was given a star shichror, I'm on my way. But I want you to know something. What do you mean you're on your way? You're free already. Zochel lam shlofon. The guy's probably doing recruiting. He's going to be a yid. But the Baal still has the ability, the master, to protest. That's a tremendous skiddush. Technically, the guy's a free man. He's probably going to get ready to go to mikveh. He might even go to mikveh. But the Adon still reserves the right in his pocket to protest that maybe the Star Shikhar is bad. That's a tremendous, tremendous skiddush, according to Pnei Yeshua. Okay? Because what we're assuming by a get isha, that's done. Gedisha's done, we've moved on already, she's a divorcee, and he can't protest. We won't listen to his protest anymore. What comes out according to Pnei Yoshua is that by Ashtar Shichur, we will in fact listen to his complaint. The truth is, I was thinking before, I mean, if it's all a matter of people knowing about it, not knowing about it, I don't know. According to the Pnei Yoshua, it could come out that even by a divorce, let's say you have a husband that mamish doesn't, you can't say that. You see, I'm thinking according to the Pnei Yeshua, let's say I have a get isha. So the husband doesn't know this. So the husband doesn't know. Maybe the husband thinks, even after the shliach kabbalah gets, you can protest. The Pnei Yeshua wouldn't say that you could still protest. The Pnei Yeshua would say, once it's done, it's done. That everyone, we assume, knows. And if the guy doesn't know, he must be like a shaita. That's what the Pnei Yeshua is assuming. We assume that once it's done, and that's it, by a get isha. It is possible, though, that someone won't know the lumdus of this, that your shliach l'holacha for a star shikhar becomes poof a shliach l'kabbalah because of zachin lanu shlo b'fanav. Maybe he doesn't know that. So that's a third answer to answer the kasha. So which the Pnei Yoshua is assuming that what? He's also breaking the premise, isn't he? He's also breaking the premise. And he's saying by a star shikhar, a shliach l'kabbalah can say b'fanav nechav b'fanav nechav, by get isha can't. We're just a little bit bothered by why by get isha can't, because l'mais it's done. We assume he can't be ma'arer. Why can't he be ma'arer? Because we assume we're not choshish for it. See, you see what I'm saying? According to Pnei Yoshua, he kind of like leaves it open that if the husband would want to, maybe we would accept it, which we don't find. Is that true, which we don't find? I really shouldn't say we don't find, because we've mentioned it many times. Did we ever find that after b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, can the guy be ma'arer? We said it many times. Yeah, we said it. We found that. Remember with the Rashba? The shliach said b'fanei nechtav, and there was error done. Is it done already? No, we said according to the Rashba, you'd still need kiyum shvaras. Remember the 2 days in Rashi and Gimel Maf, the Inami? So it's not so crazy. So I think what we have to say according to the Pnei Yeshua is that's the derech of the oilim. By get, we assume he knows it's done. By shtar shikhar, he might not know. But it comes out according to Pnei Yeshua, he's leaving a window open that even after b'fanei nechtav is said, the guy could be what? Could be ma'ar. Even after it said the guy could be ma'ar. And that makes sense. Once you do kiyum b'chosomav, though, it's done. So that would be three biurim. Let's get it. In the pshat, in the Mishnah. We're just learning the Mishnah what comes out regarding this halach. Okay? What comes out regarding this halach? All right. Very well. Now, Let's also, okay, let's get to the Gemara now. Okay, that's the three Biurim in the Mishnah. Yeah, Elliot, real quick, go ahead.
I have a key to anger.
Yeah.
How does the Baal have the power to prevent the Shliach from becoming Shliach?
Because he says, you know what, I'm direct, I can create any type of Shliach I want.
Yeah, but how can he stop?
No, because this is if I don't make a decision. I'm just appointing you a Shliach, min astam. So the Halacha says you become a Shliach, like a Zachon Lashon Lashon. But if I say directly, I am appointing you a Shliach, only the Halacha, I have the koch to do that. I can create any type of shliach I want.
Right, but the shliach lekavala is for the wife or for the eved. So
I understand, but the shliach lekavala for the eved becomes halachically transformed from a shliach lehalacha to shliach lekavala. And Rabbi Kivager says I can stop that. I don't want that transformation to happen. I want that shliach to remain a shliach lehalacha. Now you're asking Kasha, maybe he doesn't have the koch to do that. I think he does. Certainly Rabbi Kivager says he does. And why shouldn't he have the koch? Mina, you know what Mina Stam is? If I don't make any particular rules or regulations or specifications, then he becomes poof, a transformed into a shliach like a ball. But if I say explicitly, no way. I can make any type of shliach I want. Okay? Certainly I can make a shliach lahalacha. I shouldn't say I can make any shliach lahalacha. I can't make a shliach like a bala. Husband can't make a shliach like a bala. But he certainly can make a shliach lahalacha, even in the realm of Shtar Shifra. That's the chiddush we want to bring out. Okay? All right, very good. David, let's see the Gemara. Go ahead. Go ahead. Excellent. What does it mean he can't say? You want to tell me that it means a deaf mute? A deaf mute is not kosher to bring a get. V'hatanan. Excellent. Everyone's kosher shliach except for a cheresh ol to v'katan. I think also the two others the Mishnah has on the list, no? There are five exceptions. What are the exceptions? A blind man and a goy. And a Elvik HaChovim. I don't know why, to tell you the truth, the Mishnah didn't list all five. No? Didn't the Mishnah have five there? If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it has five. I don't know why. I just thought of that right now. I don't know why the Gemara didn't complete it, didn't quote it in to complete the list.
Well, Ashes didn't have dust. A blind person has dust.
Okay, all right, but I'm okay. All right, I'm just saying though.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
So Yossi wants to say the commonality is they have no das. Okay, meaning assuming a non-Jew are possible for different reasons, and we're only interested in bringing someone who has no das, so you can't say the statement. Okay, it's a good point, Yossi. Very good. Go ahead. Very good. Right, he said from Rashi. That's correct, Zevi. But I'm just saying that there are two others on the list. But I'm saying, and regarding our sugya, the chisar is a lack of das because we want him to be able to say. And he can't say, Rahman al Islam. Okay, go ahead, David. Pikeach. Excellent. So what happened? When the Shliach gave the get to the woman, he was healthy. And then right before he was about to say, Fanenecha, Rahman al Islam, he became a deaf mute. Okay? Rahman al Islam, he got a stroke, okay? It's not crazy, Rahman al-Islam, it's not a crazy possibility, okay? After he gave the get to the woman, Rahman al-Islam, he had a stroke, and he was not able to say the statement of b'fani nechta. So what's the din? So you know what the Mishnah said? I'll tell you what the din is. That gets possible until you're miskayim b'chosomov, okay? That gets possible until you're miskayim b'chosomov. Now we had a taisus earlier, in the first semester on Hamid Beis, that proves a point from this din. What's taisus say? Tosis proves a point from this din on Hamid Beis, and Tosis says as follows: very, very interesting chiddush. Okay, and I remember Yossi was mechavin to this. Okay, Tosis dir mask on Hamid Beis lenu, and the Ran proved from this Gemara, very, very interesting, that you can say b'fanei nechtav after the get is given. No, isn't that clear from the Gemara? The guy gave the get, had not said b'fanei nechtav, Rachman Olslan had a stroke. And can't say it. So obviously you see, Elliot says, Tosis and Iran, that you can say before that for the guys who weren't here for a semester, Tosis and Iran bring a raya. You see from this Gemara that before and after can be said after the delivery of the giving of the get.
Only before the Orin.
Well, forget about the Orin. We're going to get to that. I'm just saying, push up shot. You see that he didn't say before and after before he gave it. So you see the possibility exists that you can give it afterwards. You understand? You can say it afterwards, rather. Because he became a cherish after he gave it. Now, Tosus adds on the following. Granted, you could say it afterwards, but what and within which window of time? Tokere Dibor. Excellent. So let's get down Tosus and Iran's Chiddush. Tosfos Ran's Kiddush is you could definitely say before the Nechla, after the Nesinus I get, there's no doubt, but it has to be said within Token Edibu, which is the amount of time to say Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe Umori. 3 seconds, let's say. Okay? Say it's 3 seconds, something like that. Okay? Maybe less. I know they have in those, right? In the NBA, right? When they have to, they do it at, what is it, point, the shots. Okay. They look at the thing afterwards, right? So maybe it takes 3 seconds, a long, long time. Okay? I remember when I was a kid. I don't remember it so well. 1972 Olympics. You know what happened in 1972 Olympics? The Russians got the gold medal. They beat the United States in the... And you know what happened? Three seconds left. And the game was over. Then the referees recalled the play. They recalled the play. This was in, you know, with the Munich massacre, Rahman al-Islam. They recalled the play. They did it again, and they got the basket. Russia, they got the gold medal. I remember my father never was, you know, he liked sports, and it was always busy. But I'll never forget him. He was so angry. He was jumping up. He said, oh, how could this be? So it was maybe 3 seconds. So Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe Amari is got to be less than 3 seconds, right, in that time period. It must have been rigged. Had to have been rigged. Okay. All right. But whatever the case might be, the amount of time of Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe Amari, you see, Beferish is what? Is considered to be a window of time which is very brief. Okay? So there are 2 points of Chidushim here. Number one, Bifanei Nechla, Bifanei Nechla can be said when? After the delivery of the get, number one. Number two, if it's going to be said, it has to be within Tokenei Dibur. Okay. Oh. Now, this is a little bit difficult. Why? Okay, maybe this is what you're referring to, Alan. What do we say that Tysus Rid asks Akasha here in this staff? Okay? Tosfos Rid asks the following. What's it mashna from our Mishnah? It's mashna from our Mishnah that what? That if he wouldn't have become a deaf mute, this could be said when? After the delivery of the get. Is that true? That's what we just said, right? If he did not become a deaf mute, and God forbid he didn't get the stroke, no problem, just say it after the set of the Dibor. What's the problem with that Tosfos Rid asks? This is Tosfos Rid Lishitoso, actually, that we had earlier in Dafei. What's the problem with that? Let me ask you a question. How do you say b'fani nech b'fani nechtov, Alan? If the get was delivered, you're no longer a shliach. The whole point of b'fani nechtov nechtov is that there was a kula given to a shliach. The kula is given to the shliach. He's no longer a shliach. If the get was delivered, you're not a shliach anymore. So how do you say b'fani nechtov nechtov? The whole kula is that a shliach can say b'fani nechtov nechtov. The Tosfos Rid, in fact, said, Ketzed Yasa and Hamid Beis, Ketzed Yasa and Hamid Beis was not going according to Rebbe Meir. Remember we said according to Rebbe Meir, the Vlad Zamamzer, you're finished. You can't take it back. If you deliver to get without saying funny nothing, done. You're no longer a shliach. So Tosfos Rid asks the same type of kasha over here. He says, what shot in this Gemara? What's the shot in this Gemara? How could it be? That's what he asks, a tremendous kasha, Lomais. How could this be? Oh, so the Tosfos Rid says like this, amazing shot, I want you to get it, it's Lishitoso. Tosfos Rid says, I'll tell you like this, if there was no error, if the Baal did not protest, then you could say b'fani nechtov after the Nesina. If the Baal protests, then you're not able to say after the Nesina. That's the rule that Tosfos Rid says. Let's get it. What are the rules that Tosfos Rid says? The first rule is, if the Baal did not protest, you can say it afterwards. After the get was delivered. If the Baal protests, you cannot say it afterwards. Now, number one, we have to say what the svara of the Tosfos Rid is. First kasha. What's the svara of the Tosfos Rid? What's the beer? And number two, Lamaisa, according to the Tosfos Rid, the Mishnah says, Yishal av orrit. So we're talking about that there was error of Baal. And Afalpikin, if he didn't become a what? A deaf mute, Mifanei Nechtov, Fanei Nechtov would work. It's like a steer within the divrei of the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid first says, Lamaisa, that if the Baal does not protest, then you can say b'fanei nechtov b'fanei nechtov after delivery. Number two, if the Baal protests, then you can't say it afterwards. Number one, what's the svar? Number two, the Tosfos Rid learned the Mishnah that there was error. He learned the Mishnah Mishalav Orim, there was error. And despite that, the Mishnah, the Gemara gives a possibility that you could say b'fanei nechtov b'fanei nechtov after the delivery of the get, even if there was orin. So it's like a steer in the Nehu Bay in the Divrei Tosfos Rid. Very difficult. Very difficult in the Divrei HaTosfos Rid. Okay, does anyone got the 2 points? You got the rule, Michael. The rule of Tosfos Rid is that if there's no Ira Baal, the Shliya could say it afterwards. If there was Ira Baal, then the Shliya cannot say it afterwards. That's what the Tosfos Rid says. Number one is what we're saying, what the Svar is. Number two is the Tosfos Rid learned the Mishnah, there was Orin. And we're giving the possibility that if he did not get sick after the delivery of the get, he could say B'fanei Nechta. So it's a kasha. Oh. So what emerges is like this. What emerges from this Tosfos Rid is that we can have two different situations, okay, of the Baal being Ma'arer, okay? When can the Baal be Ma'arer? The Baal can protest, number one, before Mesira Saget, and number two, after the Mesira, before the Amira of B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, okay? Again, I want you to get this. There are two situations, let's get it, where the Baal can protest before B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, okay? Number one is, that's Kodem Mesira Saget. Before the Mesira the Get, he can protest, right? Number two is, Acharei Mesira Saget, Lifnei Amira of B'fanei Nechtov, U'B'fanei Nechtov. B'fanei Nechtov, U'B'fanei Nechtov. These are two situations where the Baal could be Ma'arer. Baal Ma'arer. Both of them are, of course, before a B'fanei Nechtov, B'fanei Nechtov, but one can be before the actual get's given. Second one can be after the get was given, but before he said it. Oh, so what comes out is as follows, and this is a tremendous chiddush. The Teres Gittin is Masbir, according to the Beis Shmuel, and we had this Beis Shmuel. If the Baal is Ma'arer before the Mesira Saget, the Shliach is believed to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. If the Baal protests before the giving the get, no big deal. Let the Shliach just say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. That's what the Beis Shmuel says. The Teres Gittin argues, and he says the Baal wins because he had a migu to mevatel the Shlichus of the Shliach. And therefore, B'fanei Nechta of the Shliach does not work. Okay? But if the guy would protest after the Nesina Saget, then he has no migu, and then B'fanei Nechta would win. So I want you to get this down. This is a very fascinating machlokes. There's a machlokes in the Beis Shmuel and the Teres Gittin. The Beis Shmuel says, Mamish Beferish. The Beis Shmuel says Beferish that if the Baal protests before the Mesira Saget, the Shliach can win by saying B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. No problem. The Baal gave the Shliach the get to deliver. Before the Shliach delivers it, the Baal protests. No problem. Let the Shliach just say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. He wins. Okay? Teres Gittin says no. Why is the Teres Gittin say no? Because the Baal has a migu. What's the Baal's migu? He could have been mevatel the Shliach. Migu means he could have had a better claim. He could have been mevatel the Shliach and he didn't. So the Shliach is not believed to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Where is the Shliach believed? According to the Teres Gittin, where is he believed? Once the Shliach gave the get, right, then the Amira B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta beats out the Irur of the Baal. So you see, they're arguing basically one and two. So I want you to get that down. The Beis Shmuel says the following. The Beis Shmuel says one. He's believed with one. Even he's believed to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. The Baal protests, according to the Shliach, can also say B'fanei Nechta. Right? The Teres Gittin says, no way. He's only believed with two. Only in the second track are you believed. You're not believed in the first track. Because the Baal is a migu. He could have been mevatel the Shliach. Here, in this case, he doesn't have the migu anymore because the Shlichus was already done. You hear what I'm saying? What comes out according to the Tosfos Rid, though? The Tosfos Rid holds, and that's his chiddush, that a funny neck of the Shlich does not work after the Nesina Saget, where there is error of the Baal. It does not work. Where there is error of the Baal. That comes out of Chiddush according to the Tosfos Rid. According to the Tosfos Rid, it's an amazing thing. Tosfos Rid basically says that B'fanei Nechta does not work. Where there is what? Where there's error of Baal. It does not work. Mamish doesn't work. Mira of B'fanei Nechta the Shliach after the Nesina Saget does not work where there is error of Baal. Does not work. That's his Chiddush. So it comes out, what we want to suggest is that this Rid is a phenomenal Kiddush here. Basically, you're off tzuris if the Baal is Ma'arer. Basically, according to the Tosfos Rid, what comes out according to the Tosfos Rid? We said there are two rules that come out according to Tosis Rid. What do we say the two rules are according to Tosis Rid? If there's no Irur Baal, then you're believed to say Bifanei Nechtav. If there is Irur Baal, then you're not believed after the Nesina. According to Tosis Rid, basically what comes out is, anytime there's Irur Baal, what happens? The Shliach is not believed to say Bifanei Nechtav, Bifanei Nechtav. That's the bottom line. No matter what, that's a phenomenal thing. That means the only time you can save the day is if the Baal protest is at what? Kiyum B'chosamov. This is almost like a watershed in the whole discussion on Daf Beis. We go back and forth, Irur or not. What comes out according to Tosfos Rid is that bottom line is, you deliver a get from Medina Siyam, if the Baal shows up in protest, I don't care whether the Shliach said B'fanei Nechtav. He could have said it before, he could have said it afterwards. It doesn't make a difference to me. The bottom line is, once a guy protests, the only thing that saves the day is what? Kiyum B'chosamov. The only thing that B'fanei Nechtav works is where the Baal did not protest, according to Tosfos Rid. That's a phenomenal chiddush. Okay, I want you to get that. I want to add that in. We keep writing up the article. We added from Tosefis. I have to add that in from yesterday, Tosefis Ksuba. And I have to add this in. Bottom line, according to our Tosefis Rid on Testament Af, anytime the Baal protests, the Shliach has never believed to say the funny Nechtav. We always got to do Kiyum B'chosamov. And the Torah Skitten and the Beis Shmuel say that's not necessarily true. They say that's not necessarily true. The Torah Skitten says, once the Shliach has said b'fanei nechtav, then the Baal has no error because he has no migu. Beis Shmuel says, l'maisa, once the Shliach says b'fanei nechtav, even before Mesir Seget, we don't listen to the error of the Baal. That's what the Beis Shmuel says. Shliach is believed. Okay, that's the Beis Shmuel, that's the Torah Skitten. These are Gedol Achronim. According to Tosfos Rid, the guy's never believed. The Shliach has never believed in this error. It's a phenomenal chiddush. So you'll tell me, Rebbe, what's the whole chiddush of B'fanei Nechtav? No, I'll tell you. The chiddush is when the guy doesn't protest. We're Meikel, we allow one aid, one shliach, medik daik. That's the chiddush. But once the Baal is ma'ara, the whole thing blows up. The whole thing blows up, according to Tosfos Rid, even if he starts yelling after it's given. That's the unbelievable chiddush. Because what does it say here? It says here, it's David Ray very nicely, the guy, the fellow Rachmanislav got a stroke, he wasn't able to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. And how did the Tosfos Rid learn the Mishnah? What does it read? Hamevi get min Yisyam ve'eni yochel lo b'fanei nechav v'nechav. Imi shalav orim yiskayim b'chosamav. What do you mean ve'eni yochel? It means he gave it already. He got a stroke, God forbid. He wasn't able to say it. And the Baal protested. What do you do? Tosfos Rid says, you know what you do? You do yiskayim b'chosamav. Because the b'fanei nechav wasn't said. And according to Tosfos Rid, even if b'fanei nechav was said, even if B'fanei Nechtav was said, it wouldn't have helped you. Even if B'fanei Nechtav was said, it wouldn't have helped you. Because once the Baal is Ma'ara, that's it. That's his chiddush that Tosfos Rid wants to say, L'maisa. And he says, if there's Irur Baal, you would not be able to say it after the Nesina. That's the chiddush. Okay? B'fanei Nechtav will not work after Nesina Seget where there's Irur Baal. That's the chiddush. Okay? Fine. That's what it seems, L'maisa. It comes out according to Tosfos Rid. Seems out come out according to Tosfos Rid. That's the chiddush. Okay, very good. All right, let's see now. Okay, before I want to go to Hilchos Purim, I want to begin. Let's begin the Tosfos. Okay, let's do the Tosfos statement. Okay, let's do the Tosfos. Then we got to. When I want to get to Hilchos Purim. Okay, so we got that. That's the chiddush we want to bring out. This Tosfos Rid, I'm telling you, is like a watershed because it really waters down. No point. It just said watershed. Really waters down the strength of what B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. I mean, if you have Irur Baal. It's like B'fanei Nechtav is meaningless. You need Kiyum B'chosamov. That's not what we always thought. I mean, we always thought if you said B'fanei Nechtav, no problem. You say B'fanei Nechtav, no problem. We don't have to listen to the Baal. Certainly if B'fanei Nechtav was said beforehand, we said. Right? That's what we always thought. Tosfos Rid is a phenomenal, phenomenal chiddush. Okay? All right. Let's see the Tosfos now, David. Go ahead. Yes. Excellent. I can understand why we allow what one shliach to be believed because we don't want the woman to get stuck as an aguna. So we're makel. Very good. Right. What kind of aguna? What are you worried about? What are you worried about aguna by an eved kanani? There's no concept of aguna. Thank you. Right. So what's he saying here? This is a little bit tricky here. What does he say? He says, "Every kind where there's no igum." Again, what was the takana here? The takana was b'fanei nechem b'fanei v'remekel. What kind of igun are you worried about every kind? Okay. But what does he say when he says dimishum? Maybe it's because she'll be asur b'baschorin b'shifcha. Let me ask you a question. Why would it be asur b'baschorin b'shifcha? Understand, an Evakinaini is what? Mutter b'shifcha. A ben-chorin is mutter b'baschorin. Why would it be asur with both? How do you read those words? Dimishum asur b'baschorin b'shifcha. You follow me? How do you read those words? What do you mean? Why would it be asur with both? Do you hear what I'm saying? I don't understand. What does he mean? He's suggesting, I'll tell you what the eagle is. He won't have anyone to marry. Why will he not have no one to marry? He's either going to have a knight or a free guy. Why are you going to be in a no man's land? That's what I'm looking for. Why is he going to be in no man's land? Because, what did we say earlier? That if there's a shlich lo lacha, what does he become? He becomes a shlich l'kabbalah. So you really should be free already, but we're afraid that maybe their star's bad. So maybe it'll blow up. So that's why he's in no man's land. That's the key line in this Tosis. One of the key lines. Maybe that's a possibility that he's in no man's land. Because on one hand he's free, but we're not sure if it's a kosher star shikra. So we don't know what to do. So therefore, it should be usher for him to marry a baschorin. So that's what Tosis says. Go ahead, David. Just read that line again. Lo, dimishum usher baschorin b'shifcha. Just pick it up from there. Then what? Then Tosis brings out. What does he say? Go ahead. Lo, what? Excellent. So you know what Tosis suggests? Don't give it over. Let the shliach not give it over. So if the shliach doesn't get it over, he'll still be what? He'll still be an Evik Naini. Why will he still be an Evik Naini? Because it wasn't given to him personally. And he'll be able to be mutter still with the who? Shifcha. Excellent, David. What's the problem with that? Isn't that against what I've been saying all along in Shir? I thought he transforms automatically even before he gets it. Who's he working with, Mark? Which Tana? Reb Meir. Reb Meir is the one who said it's a chovah. So this Tosus line is quite difficult. It seems like he's working. Oh, now he says, according to a mayor. What do you mean? We're not, who says we're talking according to a mayor? This is what Tosus is bothered by. Okay? This is what Tosus is bothered by. You know what they should have been misaking? The shliach shouldn't give the get at all. Don't give it at all. So what I'm pointing out is what the Maharam Shif points out. I want you to get it down. The Maharam Shif says that this Kash of Taisvis only works a Libet Reb Meir. That's what the Maharam Shif writes. Okay? And that's what the Maharam Shif writes. Now the Yisav Bracha points out that you could also articulate this Kash according to the Rabbanan as well. How? Mark, what would you say? Even though it's a Schus, but what? But maybe the Chacham should have been Misakein that what? That let the Shliach take it and not to be Zoka on behalf of the Evid. There's even according to in general, it is a schus, but let them make a takana to get out of this problem. That he shouldn't be a free man until he himself gets it. So I want you to get that point down. He said, broke that down. The Tosis line could even be according to the Chachamim, because the Kash of the Chachamim should have been misakein, that the Shliach shouldn't be zochin it on behalf of the Evan. Let the Shliach just be a holder, a delivery man, like FedEx man or UPS man. Okay? I don't know a third. Okay. Actually, the third one went out of business.
That's Western.
Okay. All right. What'd you say?
Western Union.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I just heard on the radio they're having difficulty too. Okay. All right. We got this. All right. We got this. Does everyone got this? This line of Tosis works according to who? Reb Meir for sure, and it works even according to Chum. That's what Yisav Bracha said. Now Ram Shif says the kasha was according to Reb Meir. Okay. Maram Shif says the kasha was according to Reb Meir, but Lamaisa, we're adding out it's even according to the Chachamim. Okay, very well. Okay, David, go ahead, Viter. So everyone got the kasha? Right? Yes, he has his kasha. A few weeks ago when we did the Tosis, we pointed out this Tosis. But where's the Igun problem? There's no Igun problem. Go ahead.
The Igun.
Excellent. Excellent. What's the answer? The answer is, you know what? There is an igun problem. Because he can't marry a regular Jewish woman, and he's not chayv in mitzvahs fully. He's only chayv in mitzvahs like a Jewish woman, and therefore that's called an igun problem. Okay? Therefore, we're making, we allow the shliach to say b'fanei nechav, b'fanei nechav. Okay. Now, I saw a great kasha on this terrace. I thought it was a bomb kasha. Mamash a bomb kasha. And I thought, I saw an answer that's even a greater than the kasha. It's unbelievable. Oh. The Gerish Yerochim asks a kasha on this terrace of Tisus. He says like this, amazing. He says, let me ask you a question. We wrote on the board at least twice recently. What's the classical Isser essay? We always say Rosh Hashanah quotes. Lo'ol and excellence act. There's an Isser to free an Evik Nain. It's supposed to keep him in a state of servitude. Lo'ol and Tavodim. We know the Gemara in Gittin, Brachas, that Reb Lozer Meshachar to make a minion is Evik Nain. How could you do it? Lo'ol and Tavodim. Gemara answers mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Balvera. Gemara answers mitzvah of the Rabbin, right? Gemara in Gittin only says mitzvah. The Gemara in Brachas says mitzvah of the Rabbin, right? Okay. How could it be an iguna? There's an iser in the Torah to be mishachar and have a knaini. How do you call this as an iguna? Oh, you're doing an iguna to have a knaini because you can't marry a Jewish woman and he's not chayv mitzvahs. Rabbanu Shalom, there's an iser for me to free him. Do you understand this kasha? It's a bomb kasha. Moran, you got it? It's a bomb kasha. It's nice to say. It's an iguna for an have a knaini. What kind of iguna? It's awesome for me to mishachar the guy. Shmuel, you follow me? There's an Isser essay. Isser essay means the Torah says an Isser in a positive way. Doesn't say Al Tashachrir. It says Lolem Tavodu. It's a classical Isser essay, we always say. That's the classical Isser essay. Isaac, you hear? It's a bomb kasha. It's a bomb kasha. Oh. So I want to share with you the teretz I saw of a Talmud of the Chassam Sefer. The Lekutei Chavar Ben Chaim. Lekutei Chavar Ben Chaim. He must have not had the Sefer. He must have not had the Sefer. And there are many Agadol Achron that didn't have the Sefer. Yisur Bracha must have had the Sefer. He quotes him. Many Achron don't quote Lekutei Chavar Ben Chaim. Yisur Bracha always quotes him. It's in the library. You can get it. It's a nine Chalakim Sefer. It's a Talmud of the Chassam Sefer. It's called Lekutei Chavar Ben Chaim. He says an amazing teretz. You know what he says? What is the case in the Mishnah, Dave? You read it very nicely. What's the case? The Evik Kenani is where? In Eretz Yisrael. The master's in Medina Siam, the shliach's delivering it. There is a din in Gittin in Ar Masechta that if you have an Evik Knaini that escapes from his master from Chutz Laretz Teretz Yisrael, you got to let him go free. It's a pasuk in the Chumash. Lo taskir Evid el Adonav. It's a Gemara in Gittin Mem Heim and Aleph. Evid Shebarach me Adonav me Chutz Laretz Teretz Yisrael also li shtabit bo. You cannot keep him under servitude. A regular case of an adol with Evikanai, there's an isser to free him. But in this case, there's an isser to keep him in Evid, you have to free him. That's tantamount to this case. The master's in Chutz Laretz, and the Evikanai is in Eretz Yisrael. That's this case. If that's this case, Lamaisa, you cannot be what? There's no longer an isser essay of Lolem Bem Tavodu. And you better believe you're going to keep him as an aguna. By not freeing him and not allowing him to marry a bas chorin and not allowing him to be chayv in mitzvahs. I thought this was an unbelievable teretz. That's exactly the case in the Mishnah. You don't have to mamish escape, but if the master's in Chutz Laretz and the other Kenani's in Eretz Yisrael, there's no longer an isser to keep him under servitude. In fact, there's an isser to keep him under servitude. You have to free him. And by not freeing him, you keep him in a gunit. That's what the Lekutei Chavar Ben Chaim says, a pshat. Beautiful pshat. That's the chiddush that he wants to say. I thought it was a meridik pshat. Oh, unbelievable chiddush. Now, the Beis Aaron gives a different teretz, okay? The Beis Aaron wants to say, you understand what I mean when I say lo lamed tavodu. I mean, it's not the Ratzon HaTorah. The Ratzon HaTorah wants you to keep him as an Evik Knaini. How can you call that iguna? So the Beis Aaron wants to answer the following. He says, in this case, there is no what? There is no Isser to be Meshachar the guy, because the Beis Aaron says the master already has freedom. He's done an action of writing a Shtar Shichur. It's no worse than mafgering him. Okay? That's what he wants to answer. You hear that answer? He wants to say it's no worse than being mafkarim because he's already written to get shichur. So since he's already written to get shichur, it's like you're like being cruel to the Eved Kenani. Okay? I mean, that's a big chiddush, I would say. Why is that like hefker? That's not hefker. Writing the shtar shichur, why does it, until the shtar shichur is chal, you know what I'm saying? Why is that like hefker? But that's what the Beis Aharon wants to say, a chiddush. He wants to say, Lomaisa, that he's kind of like he's been misyayish, you have to say. If the master from Chutz Lartz has sent the shtar shichur, it's kind of like misyayish from him. He like assumes the shtar has been given, and he's going to be misyayish. So that's already an igun. In other words, it doesn't really answer the kasha fully, because we asked what? It's an issue to free the guy. Why did you free the guy? So the Beis Aharon's answer is it already was done, basically. It was put into motion already. So it was put into motion already. It's like, okay, you did a bad thing, but don't make it even worse. Don't be cruel to the guy and get him stuck as an aguna. That's basically what the Beis Aharon is answering. You follow what I'm saying? He's saying, you're right, you did an issur, but since you put everything into motion, get the job done and you should free him completely. And therefore we allow the funny necklace you said by one guy. That's the Beis Aharon's basic answer. Okay? It's an interesting answer that he gives. Okay. Also, the Dvar Yaakov adds on an answer that maybe we're not talking about Rishoyim. We're not talking about Rishoyim. There's a famous line in many places in the Gemara. It says, he says, we're talking about a case where it was mutter to mishachar him. Like maybe you needed a minion. I don't know. The fellows in Chutz Lartz, I'll give you a case. Fellows in Chutz Lartz, he knows that in Eretz Yisrael, in a certain city, there's only 9 guys. The 10th guy is Eved Kenani.